Liesalyn Poe by Lauren Oliver.
This book has been added to the RNIB library thanks to the generosity of SpyFox, the Scottish Property Industry Festival of Christmas, a charity set up by the Scottish property industry. We hope that you enjoy the book, which is sent with our very good wishes from the trustees at SpyFox.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To Anna and Jack, and to their children, Jack, Walter, Lucia, and Freddie, inspiration too grows from even the hardest places. Part 1. Attics and Accidents. Chapter 1. On the third night after the day her father died, Liesl saw the ghost. She was lying in bed in the uniform gray darkness of her small attic room when in one corner the shadows seemed to crimp or flex. And suddenly, standing next to her wobbly desk and three-legged chair was a person about her height. It was as though the darkness was a sheet of raw cookie dough, and someone had just taken a cookie cutter and made a child-size shape out of it. Liesl sat up, alarmed. "What are you?" she whispered into the darkness, even though she knew it was a ghost. Normal people do not appear out of darkness, nor seem to be made of liquid shadow. Besides, she had read about ghosts. She read a lot in her little attic room. There was not much else to do. Poe.